Thank you. Oh, Thank you. new song written by Carl Stanley. Carter used to say, stand up on stage with Ralph. I used to see him in the 60s and say, well, Ralph, you know, every song that we sing up here, it is for sale out there. Isn't that right? And Ralph's like, oh, Carl, that's absolutely correct. And so it is true. After the big show, all you have to do is on out there and put down a few rubles or whatever you got. Buy some records, why not, you know? Okay. Don't you fool yourself.
Sandra Moore, bass saxophone.
Exhibition shooter come up and target shoot, and they would say, anybody thinks they can beat this guy, come on up here, and if you get a better score, you win some. Well,
what do you say? That's a lot.
No, that's a lot. Right now, I'm going to give me a little oxygen hit off stage, and I'm going to come right back, and the Hamiltons are going to sing a couple for you, okay?
Here we go. Here we go.
Drunk in love, oh, 'cause I'm not.
Yeah, can we sing one more song for y'all tonight? Just one more? Just one more? Yeah. Just right here, too. Y'all ready to have a good time?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. All right, everybody, get here tonight. I see you.
Martin was only 17 years old when he took a little trip down to the grocery store. Well, he might have keeps coming around. So he wrote the original tune in the 30s, and they had action going on in California where he was, armed gangs. families of those guys beating up farm workers. Mm-hmm. And now we got vigilante man starting all over again. But the difference is now we have laws to let this happen. So easier now. It's a lot easier to do. It's kind of a problem. I don't know how it is over here, but that's sure as hell the way it is over there.
All right, so that was one of Woody's tunes. Now here's...
tell you a little about Woody up in heaven. Yeah, Woody's in heaven now. And up there, the cool thing about heaven is there's a little nightclub where the steel guitar players get together. It's very small, you fit right in here, small place. You know, it's a little bar on one side and tables. Formica, of course, and then they have red Naugahyde booths. Remember Naugahyde? And the walls are covered in knotty pine. You ever get that over here? I don't think so. A shellac, a tummy roof. Very pretty, very good look. It's the kind of thing Hank Snow had in this den. And then there's Hilo Shag. Continues filling the nylon pile carpet. $9.99 a square yard. Really good. Green over gold. Big tall lamp, you know. Yes, and no cigarette burns up in heaven. So you don't have to worry. And never gets dirty up in heaven. But it's an ideal environment for steel guitar music, and the great people have gone up there. John Huey. Of course, Buddy Emmons recently went up. Tony, of course, is there pretty regularly. And they get on stage and they trade off choruses, and Wayne Stewart sings a few. He sings Harlan Howard songs. Fantastic. I'd go right now. So, I got a little business to take care of. And one day, Jesus comes walking along.
Yes.
Hears the good sounds, and sticks his head out the door, looks, and sees Woody over in the corner, digging the sounds. Got a cigarette in his merchant green hat, and he's over there. Jesus says, "Hey, Woody, come outside. I want to walk and talk." Woody's sitting there digging. Somebody says, "Hey, Woody, that boss is out there, wants to see you." Okay, Woody, So the king comes out, and him and Jesus walk a bit. Jesus says, "Well, bring your old guitar and sit here by me round the heavenly throne. Out your Oklahoma poetry, 'cause it looks like the war is on, and I don't mean a war for oil or no or trivial things of that kind, but I heard the love for those who need sailors ball. Many fought and died, but it's the innocent ones I most recall. Well, I've been a savior now for such a long time, and I've seen it all before. You put me starting up their engine of hate. Don't it make you feel lonesome and blue? Yes, I was a dream, Mr. Guthrie, and you were a dream too. You must know, 'cause you'll never get to heaven on your jewel-encrusted high-heel shoes. You must know, all the way is straight and narrow.
the whole world snake out for their own use.
If you like to get to heaven, Yeah, who can resist such a good song? The run for the, I just noticed I almost said run for the phone booth, but they don't have those anymore. Making the big calls sort of lost some of its significance now. I just whip these little things out. So, oh, there's your friend who wants to meet up and drink. Yeah, Leo Fender was great, but he didn't much care about the third string, I think. Not interested. There's no money down there. The money was up here. All right, now I just want to say this up on stage here. Us cats. Well, on the multiplicitude, it's Mr. Sam Gendel. On bass, straight out of Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Mark Fain. Joaquin Cougar. And the Hamiltons are Tui. Vito. Okay. Also on guitar is Leo. Just tell me out.
They still had black, big black phones and column shifts on cars and stuff. Anyway, this tune we're going to do right now is going to do it for you, and it was popular then. I really liked it very much. It's a pretty song, it's got a good beat, and it's the kind of thing nobody, I guess, would write anymore, except maybe Nick Lowell. I don't think anybody else could. I know I can't. Originally written by Joe South, made popular by Billy Joel Royce, called Down in the Blue Bar.
Oh, I don't think
they'd go home after the big show here. You go home. You reach, turn on the TV news. No. Do that. Or you reach the newspaper, you're going to read the news. Possibly. Don't do that. What do? Turn on YouTube.
Yes, and you can
look up that last one. You can see how good that was. It really was great. And this next one, too, 1930. Originally sung by the Heavenly Gospel Singers. The Prodigal Son. It's dynamite. Hard to believe anybody was that good. 1930. But it's there on YouTube. It's incredible. And it's amazing. Serious. Oh, but anything that. Oh, and when me and Joaquin were working this tune up, see, here's the funny thing. We were working it up and doing it. And I thought, I got a bright idea. I would have said to Martin here, who's running the sound. And I said, you know, let's sample the Heavenly Gospel Singers. They do it so good. And we'll just pitch it up to the key of the tune. And, oh, it was awesome to hear that 1930 sound voices, you know. And felt real good about it, was happy with it. And then my lawyer heard it.
What? She goes, what is this? Who are these people?
Did Alistair sing? Did
they sign off? We have to have a paper. We have to have a form. I said, these guys are so long dead that it's like Moses.
Oh, no. She said, no, we can't do that. I said, well, I'm going to do it. Hire me for what I can't do. Who am I kidding, you know? You hear that chord in the middle. So then, she says, well, the lawyer says, I'm going to find out who has the publishing. That's ridiculous. It's a 19th century song anyway, and nobody's got the publishing. Well, guess what? Sony's got the publishing. They do. And not only that, but they own the goddamn master of this thing. 1930, most obscure thing you can possibly imagine. 1930. And you know what they said? We want $20,000 and 5 points to sample. You bastards. I told them what I thought. I didn't pay them. What are you going to do, says the lady? So me and a friend of mine, we just sang. It's not bad. You'll buy it and see. If you don't like it, you get your money back. Okay, here we go. Prodigal Son.
Oh,
Is this a new teaching? She said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Say, Romani, baby. Thank you.
much.
Thank you. See you in heaven the next time you feel this place.